Raven's blog.
No.
Two. Where was part two?
Oh, was I supposed to say stand up? I'm talking during all this.
Harbs.
Penny Harbs.
Baltimore.
Too early, man.
Ravens. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Baltimore.
Sugar-free pod today. This is the first time in a while we have not had any food.
Hey. So, for all you listeners out there, we're too cheap to make a new intro, just so you know. So this is, we're modifying it. So
you're not getting the best of technology audio-wise all the time here on the pod. You do, except for the intro. So just deal with it. Emo Birds Part Chapter 2 today. Sugar-free, no peeps. So Justin is thrilled. Justin's very happy that we're peep-free today. So power rankings on the peeps to come at some point. If not this week, next week, we will find out.
We're ranking hot devs people.
Yeah, we're getting the Justin's happy. We're all happy, actually. We're going to talk hot hockey dudes today. Yes. We're going to rank the Devils roster in terms of hotness. Top five hot Devils dudes.
I know. I wish we had Corey for this one. So, Corey, yeah, you're going to have to let us know your rankings, and we'll discuss later.
Yeah, well, we're saving gay Corey for hot NFL head coaches. I feel like he'll enjoy that more because they're...
I forgot. Should we tell Justin?
There's more of a range. Sure, tell
what
him.
We found?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, last night. So, here's this.
So Corey found... he looked up hot NFL coaches or whatever ranking list. Mm-hmm. Well, first list he found, our man Sirianni was at number two or number three.
Three.
He should be one. But
so wait. Yes. Some respect. Wait. He found an article written by Tiffany, yes, no last name. And guess who was ranked number one? Do we all want to know? Our man.
Yeah.
So she...
Yeah.
Writing that article from the island.
This was updated. This was posted September 13th, 2021, which was...
It must have been the day she was kicked off the island. Brought to the island.
So this was literally like the first, I think, week one of football season last year.
Which was when we came up with Sirianni's.
Heart of Sirianni.
Right. And so if you want to look at the list, people, it's WPST.com, Whiskey Papa Sierra Tango. For those who know phonetics, good for you and good for us. So, yeah, Tiffany from that website is a fan of Coach Sirianni. Let's read the caption because it had us both laughing real quick. It's got a very, very – he looks like he's looking off in the distance in this photo. And the caption by Tiffany says, Is it that his eyes match the Eagles' colors? Not entirely sure that's true, but is it his scruff? I don't know, but Philly has one hot coach. He coached three other teams before he came to the Eagles. So, Tiffany's a fan of our guy.
How do we know he's not Tiffany? And or it's not Tiffany, his wife.
Right.
Or his second, first wife?
This could be Thursday the Tiffany. Yeah.
That was Thursday wife.
Thursday Tiffany, yeah. So, do you have the list, Justin? I should have texted it to you last night, but I suck at this. Yep, there he is.
There's our guy. Look at him. Look at him.
Look at that guy. Scruff. What a fucking guy, dude. He is a sex symbol, straight up. If sex were a
person.
Who
was number two? Wasn't that like the one you always go to?
Oh, no.
Zach Taylor. Ugh. For the Bengals.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Ugh.
By the way, kind of derpy.
Oh, super derpy.
No way, derpy. He has no chin.
Zach Taylor looks like a human cock.
This dude looks like an asshole.
Kyle Shanahan, I can get it. Matt LaFleur ranked number one in several lists we found.
He's a good-looking cat.
He's okay.
Not hotter than a Sirianni, though.
No, absolutely not.
Ryan Flores isn't even. He's suing the NFL. So, yeah, that's...
There's Harbs.
Oh, Harbs made it! Oh, shit, Harbs. Ravens. There we go.
Robert Sala for the Jets. He's Armenian.
I told you the Ravens should have been up there, man.
I know.
Harbs is a good-looking dude.
Kevin Stefanski is very attractive.
He looks very rubber.
Rubber.
He looks like a basketball coach.
He kind of does. Here, everybody Cliff goes Kingsbury. To him. Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury is a fucking... Fuck that guy. Sean McVay, way too far down the list for my guy, Sean McVay.
You have like this man crush on him, though.
I do have a man crush on Sean McVay. And then Man Campbell, Stone Cold Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions. He likes to eat kneecaps.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what he does. So, yeah, shout out to Tiffany for her list. I want to reach out to Tiffany and see if she'll come on the pod.
What is with you always wanting to involve all these people?
I know,
people?
And then I never do. I never reach out to any of these fucking people except for Hot Joe. We call him sometimes. Should we call him?
Oh, my God.
While we're here.
You know, Mondays at 6:30 are not good for Joe.
I know.
We do this like every time.
I know. That's why it's perfect that we should reach out to him.
And fun Ravens talk? Real yes. quick. Fun. Here you go. Your Dev's lighter bag. My B.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
For the Dev's wannabe lighter thing. Anyway, yep. So random Ravens talk. I started following Ravens Flock on Instagram, and Lamar posted something on there. And before this, I was okay with Lamar. I didn't mind him. He kind of just did his thing, whatever, his business.
Right.
After this, I don't like him as a person. He's just so, like, cringy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't like him anymore.
You're out on Lamar.
You want to reveal what this was? Or
no, it was just
that bad?
It was just, it wasn't anything, like, it was a waste of my life.
I hate you, Lamar.
Like, I don't even want to waste y'all's lives, because it was
He,
like, why did I watch this? There was no, he was just like, I'm part of the Ravens flock. Woo! And I was just like, why is this stated? Like, what are we cheering for? Is this just cheering because you're here?
Right. Like, thanks for wasting these 2.7 seconds.
And then he said
toilet.
Some cringy shit. I don't remember. Like, wannabe cool people thing. I don't know. But I was just really just not. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I noticed the Ravens are putting out a lot of promotional shit lately. Like, here, look at our rookies and their new laundry.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like the Seattle Kraken stuff. Like, when they post with their players and stuff, they always have like, oh, he was doing this. Oh, cool. Look at me. I'm off doing whatever. But
yeah.
Matty
Beniers' eyebrows. The Kraken have really good PR people, especially for a new franchise. They're a fun follow. I mean, come on. It's fucking Kraken.
Ah.
But, hey, there's an echo in here.
Echo. So,
but yeah, I don't know. Lamar is very weird. Like, people like him a lot, but I wouldn't be like the most thrilled if he was my quarterback. But then again, we have Jalen Hurts, and I'm not thrilled with him either. So yeah, Rick from the Apple Store though really liked him.
Oh,
shout out to you, Rick.
Yeah, shout out to Rick.
Forgot about him.
Yeah,
what's Rick up? From the Apple Store.
What's up, Rick? We hope you're doing well. You and your.
There was one other topic that was off
frame family.
Off of this before we get to the Devs. Players.
So yeah.
Can we just talk about how no one wants to go to their kids' school function, and then you always do, and then you get those people that are very obvious about it. Mm-hmm. Like, we were noticing today that, like, people don't even try anymore. Like, there was like a dude that came in sweatpants and a t-shirt. One guy was in his pajamas.
One dude was in his cutoff, right? Good for you.
I mean, that's terrible, but good for you.
It's awful, but I also like the fact that it's just like, I'm not even going to try to portray that I give a shit. Because can we talk for a minute about how much these fucking ceremonies suck? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go to them. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to your graduation and watch you walk across the fucking stage. Nobody wants to watch you. Like,
and Sean was like one of the interesting ones because he did like a gritty dance as he walked off. It was kind of funny. Yeah. Like, it wasn't good decorum, but like, it was entertaining. The rest of them just ran across the stage.
Yeah, he did the gritty, which I only know because not gritty like this, not gritty like the Flyers mascot. Right. Or I'm also wearing a shirt. I'm representing the losers twice today. But so. And not that gritty. It's gritty with two D's. Justin Jefferson for the Vikings does the dance every time he scores a touchdown. Mac Jones did it in the Pro Bowl, quarterback of the Patriots. And he's white, so he did a very Caucasian version of it. Justin Jefferson's tends to be better. I'm not profiling here. I'm just stating facts. the kid is also, spoiler alert, Caucasian. So I can't,
what?
Like, yeah, I can't.
Gasp!
I can't grade his gritty, but.
You don't say.
Yeah, right? But people like.
Didn't he already come on your pod?
Yeah, he's been on here twice.
So yeah, like,
but was it video then? Because this was mostly audio.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
No,
you're
it
right.
wasn't video then.
You're right. So they
yeah.
wouldn't technically they wouldn't know. You're right. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, but well, they would actually if they followed. Here's a plug: if they follow the pod on TikTok.
Oh yeah, there you go. Because he's been on TikTok. Yeah,
he has been on our TikTok. So there's that. If you want to, yeah, there's a Caucasian child there.
But, that's attracting the wrong crowd.
So yeah, but just please, I'm coming from a Penn State fan.
Oh, making it worse.
Just stop.
This is what I do.
Self-deprecation to the level.
So yeah, he did the fucking thing, and people like laughed because that's he likes that.
He's a class clown. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Learned from his dad. What?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So.
But you have to sit through this thing where it's just all these kids you don't give a shit about, and like.
And they're listing all their accomplishments. 177 of these kids, and each of them has like at least two or three accomplishments.
Yeah. And well, I felt bad for the kids because it's like we're going to read off these children and all of what they did. And basically it was like this was like the graduation, I guess, thing for the grade he's in. And so they literally every fucking kid was in there, and they would read off all of these things that like, well, here's this achievement. And then there's this achievement. And there were some kids that would have like four things.
Oh, there was one that had like eight.
Yeah, she was gross. She had a
And her twin sister had like eight each. And everybody it got to the point where they walked off the stage and people were still talking. He was like, this is what they've done. This is what they were like, I don't care. I just want my award. Goodbye. Like right. I don't.
It was ridiculous. Then somebody got a perfect fucking thing on the algebra SOL. That chick is fucking insane. What's crazy is I was thinking is everybody's going nuts for these kids that were like, we have nine accomplishments. I couldn't help but think like those kids never, you know what they don't always do? Grow on to like have a bright future, you know? So like your parents don't get to sit here and be chested. Look at my... Am I wrong here? Is the most likely to succeed.
Don't celebrate your accomplishments now because you're going to be shit later. Like,
no, like not. It's not like a lock. These kids are going to be addicted to fucking heroin. But what I'm saying is like.
There's a difference between not successful and addicted to heroin. Like that's a complete.
No, there is. Yeah.
Like what are we doing here?
Work. Yeah. Laying.
You're making them heroin addicts in the gutter.
Like, yeah, that's true. Being a custodian and being in a ditch with a needle in your arm are two different things. But, like, I don't think it's a lock that these kids are going to be, like, setting the world on fire. Yeah? Like, does the most likely to succeed always be successful?
Well, if they go to the gifted center, doesn't that already accelerate them? Then they're the gifted of the gifted center. So then technically aren't they even accelerated past that? So wouldn't technically, would you say, be for null?
I mean, but like, so these kids that have been sheltered in, like, you must book. Are now going to go to college and they're going to discover like sex and drugs and alcohol. And that's what I think I'm trying to get at. Not that they're necessarily going to end up being addicted to drugs, although possibly I did just say that, but like, I don't know. Like,
I think we should just stop with the spiral. He's going to learn some words because now we're talking about them in school. Like, what are we doing?
True. So anyway,
so back to the, what, so how has been your experiences with your kids? Justin.
Yes. Do you hate them too? Even though your kids are in the other room.
I don't know. Like, so this year my daughter is in ninth grade, and so we had this thing a couple weeks ago where maybe it was last month. I guess that's still a couple weeks ago. Whatever.
Yeah.
Where I had to go to the Coliseum, and I forget what it was. It was basically a commitment to graduate ceremony.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is a nice waste of time. I love the idea of what this was. It had this motivational speaker, and he's like, oh, you got to graduate high school and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, cool. Yeah. Like, yeah. But why are the parents here?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Why do I have to suffer?
I don't understand why I had to be here for this. It's not like my daughter was being, you know, recognized for anything. Like, it was just
physical appearance.
It's just, hey, you should come to this thing. It's like, oh,
are we in agreement the worst parts of these, and they did not have that element here, thankfully, the worst aspects of these are the people that give speeches and they think you're there to see them.
Dude, can we just talk about off. I went to my cousin's graduation at University of Maryland. Shout out to Kenny, he graduated with his
what
bachelor's
up, Kenny? Much
anyway,
love. That's my guy.
For one of his he had two graduations. He had graduation from his department, and then he had a graduation like with the whole school. This graduation, Justin, had over 3,000 people graduating.
Wow.
And not just that, but we sat through a 2-hour-long graduation in the heat for over like, I don't know, like almost 2 hours, fucking like 100-degree weather, just for none of them to be cold.
Yeah,
they only did like the dude who wrote Diary of a Wimpy Kid was the keynote speaker, and then like they had a bunch of other speeches. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a cool event, but it was hot as sin, and like he didn't get to walk. He just had to sit in his seat in his graduation gown. Like,
yeah,
I would be so pissed if I was one of those students. Like,
yeah,
good for you guys if you're not mad, but like that would have, I would have raged, yeah, like halfway through that like sitting in the direct sun in the middle of a football stadium, hot as shit. Like
well, like what are
in
the
a black cap and gown?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's fucking absurd. And I very much so. It got to a point where before we get to the funniest part of this whole proceeding, as soon as they called the kid's name, I looked at V and was like, you want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit about any of these other kids. Fuck them. Like, no offense if you happen to be a parent and know where my kid goes to school and your child's last name doesn't end with the what my son's does. But, like,
please insert. Please insert a vowel or consonant here.
Yeah, I don't care about your kid is basically what I'm trying to say. So I looked at V and was like, do you want to go?
The entire time we're commenting on all what the kids are wearing, like how they're walking and shit. Like, I'm just like,
yeah,
damn, that one's really walking with the limp. Oh, she's got crutches. Oh, shit.
There
oh,
was a kid
wear-
in crutches. And she she was a trooper. Hey! There he is. His eyes match the team's color. Shout out Tiffany from whateverletters.com. But... fucking so we go because I'm like, let's just go pull him out. Like, they let you, like, if you want to pull your kid out then fine. So mm-hmm. We're like, let's just go get this motherfucker and go because we can be like
not
like,
just that, but then he proceeds to guilt us because we didn't sit near the back, don't get me wrong. We sat like kind of like, you know how like in the middle of an auditorium there's like the space where it's like between the very back and then the end of the
like where
the
you
front
walk
section
in at. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we basically sat in that little area. Like, we sat in the first row of the back. So, like, we were easy to get out the exit, but we could still see where he was going. Or, you know, still see him or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, my mom sat up front. We're like, dude, like, we got out and we're able to, like, be the first parents to ask you to come up here. Like, really, you're going to be mad at us for not sitting right in the front row?
I always like to sit by an exit just because... exit strategy, like I,
yeah, you gotta be
right,
ready to go.
Like,
yeah,
and
dude.
I don't want to sit up front because then
to
you
be
gotta
grim,
deal.
Yes,
you gotta know? Deal with all like you're right there. If you ever have to leave, you have to climb over all those people. Like, no,
yeah,
I don't
I'm not trying to sift through the people that try too hard and dress up for their kids' seventh grade bullshit, and then the person that comes smelling like fucking sheetrock in a cutoff. I don't want to sift through those people. If a fire breaks out, I want to fucking leave. I want to go. Like, I'm not in the mood for any of this shit. So the way they did this was the principal got up and talked, and he was I like that guy a
he
lot.
Was quick. He was like, this is your name, this is your accomplishment, goodbye. Like, he was quick. Like,
he rolled, dude. He was better at English than me, clearly. But he was awesome. He tore through it, and then they got midway through the alphabet, and he turns it over to the assistant principal.
Oh, you're narrowing it down now. You're narrowing down the letters. You better be careful.
I know, right? So this guy is a very wee individual. I'm talking like tiny dude. Kids towered over him. 12 and 13 year old kids had to look down at this little fella. And you could tell, like, he's like, he goes by doctor. And it's
oh,
like,
yeah, they had to introduce him as doctor in philosophy. Why
yeah, it's just like, puppy. Fucking get over yourself. And so that, he's very small, and just the way he carries himself, you could tell, like,
he's been bullied a lot in his life.
I've been
life.
Fucked with my whole mm-hmm. life, which I get it sucks for you. But please don't make the rest of us suffer. We're not here for you. We're here to listen to our kids shit for 3 seconds and get the fuck out of here. Stop interjecting like useless participles to like drag your presence out. Mm. And the funniest part was the dichotomy of the principal, who was probably he was over 6 feet. He was
like easily 6'5". Like the way he he was tall.
He looked very good in a suit. He could run for president.
Yeah. Like our guy.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Sirianni for pres.
Yeah. Oh.
We don't even know. No, we know nothing of his politics. We
that's
just know
next
he's attractive.
Episode. I don't need to unless he's not the previous guy.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. So you have that guy, prototype white dude in a suit. And then we fella, and I like the moment he was like, we're going to turn it over to Dr. Dipshit. I was like,
and we fella is in like a crisp white suit.
Yeah.
And the principal is in like just a regular kind of like, you know, suit and jacket. Like, this is something you'd see him probably wear every day kind of thing.
Yes.
And then the other guy is clearly very like,
yeah,
I'm going to look like KFC.
Yeah. He's viced out, dude. Miami like, Vice. Like, and he saunters over the podium. And
he's like easily only like 5 feet, so this mic has to drop easily a foot and a half. Like,
yeah, principal, big prince had to go over there, And I saw it coming. I'm like, they're going to have to lower the fuck out of this mic for for the short king. And they go over and he just like, he takes the mic. The mic's up here. He's talking into it. And he's just like, here's Dr. Dipshit. And like, and the dude still had to reach. Dr. Dipshit still had to be like he was talking to the microphone. He was like this. So the next student, it like he couldn't fucking reach. They should have given him a fucking squatty potty to stand on. This guy was useless. Like, I don't know. And he fucking stretched it out. The whole pace of the thing got fucked up because of this guy. And I kept resenting this dude's existence in this auditorium as we were sitting there. But I mean, it's over and we're talking about it now into live microphones, so we survived. But
and not just that, but hopefully nobody's listening to this, especially Dr. Other word.
Yeah, I would give it away, but I'm if somebody, like, they're going to know who this fucking dude is. Let's be serious.
We've narrowed it down a lot. But anyway, so now on to the devs.
Yes, long story short.
With the last 10 minutes of the pod.
Yeah, long story short, commencements suck. And we've been talking.
Kids, stop being selfish and making your parents go.
And yeah, and do not guilt them if they decide not to show up and they want to stay home and look at hot hockey players on Google. Like, let them be. Just let them be.
Like, why are we doing commencement for like seventh grade anyway?
Thank you.
Like, I get like graduation for like your actual school. Like, even if eighth grade, like you're moving on to high school. Okay, yeah. it's something. But
fifth
like
to sixth, eighth to ninth. Okay.
Yeah, but no, it was seventh grade.
You're gonna be in the same school next year.
Literally.
Like, you're not.
And it wasn't even the graduation. It was a certificate of completion.
Oh. No, certificate of achievement.
Yeah, achievement.
Here, here's a fucking participation
trophy. You know what that sounds
trophy.
Like? I'm in Mario and I just won the, you know what I mean? Like a video game. Like I've achieved it to the next level.
Yet we're supposedly the ones who created the participation trophies.
Right, I know.
Right?
No. Yeah.
And we're like, I don't care. Just let me like.
We did not do that.
If we got the participation trophy kids out of there, we'd have only been there 10 minutes. And it would have been awesome.
Like, my son is eating us out of house and home because I am distracted by program.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in there. I can hear him, you know, clanking.
Sounds
around.
Like Sean, man.
Yeah,
like,
Sean does the same thing.
12, I keep
man.
Getting mad because, like, I put stuff, like, I section it off. I even write my name on it. Like, I'm very, yeah. And it's just,
it disappears.
Mm-hmm. Especially the worst is when you have, like, tea, like, sweet tea in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I tell him not to drink it because he's acts like a little freaking cocaine addict.
Yes.
Next thing I know, he's acting crazy. He's like, I didn't have any. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, yo, dude, it's time to go to bed, man. It's a school night. Get the fuck out of here.
Both of my kids have now appeared on stream.
What's up, children's?
I didn't even know. I wasn't looking at the screen, to be fair, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all good. We're talking about how much we hate their graduations, so it's very fitting.
Yeah, there you go.
So
we love them though.
Yes,
with all of our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I love my children, even though they are definitely in the process of eating me out of house and home.
It sounds like it. Like, yeah. They've
kids,
been continuously like cooking.
Alone.
Like,
right.
Like, what are we doing here? You're gonna look at this years from now, guys. Listen, we try to talk to you, but you're just too difficult. You just keep doing your shit. So this is video proof.
Yes. Right.
That your parents aren't crazy.
Evidence. Yeah, seriously. Stop fucking eating. We want to eat too. Jesus Christ.
The food is supposed to last a week, not a day.
The worst was we had to eat out for a couple days, like, because we were moving shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean literally says, can we not eat out so much? It's really annoying. I'm like, dude, if I could eat out this much when I was a kid, I would have been hype. Like,
And then we'll drive by somewhere that has a logo and go, he'll be like, I haven't been there in a while.
Cool. Well,
yeah. Good. What do you want?
Good.
Yeah, dude.
But we say this with all the love in the world. We love you, but you're a douche.
Yes, we love you, douche. Sometimes.
It's
stop eating all the goddamn food in the house.
Children.
Yeah, children's.
Anyway, so devs. Yeah.
Anyway,
people.
No more children's. We'll move on to adults, in some cases young. We talked a couple of weeks ago about like.
Are any of these people under 18?
No.
Okay, good.
But some of them are close. The one particular that I'm going to pound the table for here is the hottest dude on the devs is, I don't know his exact age, but I don't think he can buy a drink legally. I know he can't buy a drink legally, as a matter of fact. So Justin and I were talking about how his team is the best looking team in hockey.
It's, you know.
They're very attractive.
They're young men. They're very attractive dudes, and that is
in
not.
Canada, can't they buy?
That is not like something that goes hand in hand with the history of the devs. The devs have always been that smash. Like, they were we got all the cups from a Smash Mouth.
Fucking Claude Lemieux.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Lemieux.
Scott Stevens. And
fuck Scott Stevens.
A punishing defense and an ace goalie. Like, that's Marty. What got our three cups.
Yeah, dude.
And
can I name my fantasy team that? Claude Lemieux.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sorry.
Claude Lemieux. I hated that dude.
We dealt, I can't remember if he signed with or got dealt to the Avs after our second cup, I think.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, man.
And then you got to watch him and Darren McCarty beat the fuck out of each other when the Avs and the Wings had those crazy years.
Yep.
That was fun. So I'm glad you guys sent him to the Avs. Shout out to the Avs, by the way. Go Avs in the Cup. We're sick of Tampa.
Seriously. Like, I told Charlene.
You know what? You know what? I want Tampa to win.
Oh, you would.
Yep.
Contrarian B.
Hey!
It's been a while since you peaked your head.
I know, right?
Had to make an appearance.
Damn, we're having that everywhere.
We're on a fucking roll here.
All right, so let's bring this up. Look at these.
I see my guy already.
So I can't see any of these people because I'm blind as hell.
Look at these hot gentlemans.
I'm going to need to, like...
Like, they're
I might
all...
have to trade seats with you because I can't
are
see.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my well, God. They're so
there
big.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. I see mine right now.
They so all look very preppy. I don't like them.
I mean, to a degree, yeah. Wow, there's a sleeper here that's hotter than I expected him to be. Are we doing, like, a top five?
Do we write them down?
How do we want to do this?
I feel like if we do, like... Yeah, I think it's
five.
Do
we want to draft them as if they're cattle?
That's what I'm saying. Let's draft them.
Is this all of them?
From five to one?
This is all of them.
Okay, are we drafting who we think are the hottest first?
Oh, there's more?
So I think... Well, no, I think you're right. Yeah, let's start at one and then go to five. So one would be the most attractive gentleman on the squad. Let's get this all the way.
So should we go what?
His face?
Should we go five rounds? Do you think there's enough? There's enough. That's only 15, yeah?
There's Well,
or should we go like four?
I think five between three of us.
Jesper.
Oh, okay. Or let's go six, so we can each draft
gets two. Okay.
Okay.
I'm confused. So how many are there here? Do we have
a
like
a good amount?
There's a good amount.
Like
there's definitely more than six
oh,
for sure.
No.
So are we gonna get? Are we gonna who picks first?
Well, should we just do first round people? Because there's a lot of players. Holy
there
shit.
Are, but it's good because you
rounds,
have you have more.
Yegor Chargin. What the hell do you say?
Igor Sharangovich.
Yes, Igor.
Yep.
Igor.
You have better. You have more hot options.
Yes.
This is. You know what? There. Okay. There is one bummer on this roster.
Who is it? Can we just say it?
Mason Geertsen.
Yes.
No. There's one. Go one more over.
What happened to him,
Justin? No, Nathan Bastian.
He was a Kraken.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, he was
but
you
guys'
expansion
guys
pick.
Dealt him right back to us.
Yep. You didn't want him because he wasn't hot enough. He didn't have enough eyebrows like Matty Beniers. Jonathan Bernier also looks like he has a torture device in his his basement.
He looks like what 90s people wanted to be hot, and then like he was creepy.
There's a lot of you guys have a fucking young roster.
Yeah,
God
I know,
damn.
Man.
I mean, I knew that, but Jesus.
It's frustrating.
Is there more than this, or is this it?
This is basically it.
Yeah, there's probably more, but like...
Oh, that poor guy. He got cut off. He said bye.
Jonas Siegenthaler.
All right.
Is he hot?
PC, I forgot about him. Okay. Well,
Jesper Bratt looks like my brother, but like with a weird face.
Yeah, it does.
Right, like a contorted face.
I think I'm the Devs fan. And I hate to say I should go one, but
no, you have
I'm
to pick
Devs,
first.
Devs fan,
you
so.
Have to pick first.
And I think I'm going sleeper here. I didn't realize he was this attractive because I've always seen him in the gear. I've seen him, you know, with the mask and everything. I'm going with the cap, Nico Hischier.
Okay, thank God.
Look at him, man.
Nico
Hischier, he's a handsome dude.
Yeah, can we get a big one for the screen if possible for people to look at of Hischier? He's a good-looking guy. He also has aggressive eyebrows
no,
on him.
He's
no,
surprisingly handsome.
No, no.
From he's a good-looking dude.
From the woman in the room, no. He looks so like...
You don't think so?
No. What's up with his eyebrows, man? His eyes are like too like squished.
But he has a neck beard.
No, but look, squished. Like they're squished. Squished.
They big. Are very create a player-esque. For sure. I think he's a good looking guy. Though.
I could see two, but not one. One
nice head of hair.
Well, he's also the cap, so
he is. Captain
that's
C on the chest.
Give him, yeah, that's gonna give him
some here we go. He's doing this for the money. He's doing it for the power.
I also like the number he wears, number 13. And yeah.
Right. I think your sleeper is more attractive than him.
Oh shit, that's right. You know my dude. I confided in you. My favorite.
I thought Jack Hughes was actually more attractive than Nico Heischer.
Well, who's picking second here? You can go second, V. Don't take my person, please.
I just said Jack Hughes.
Okay, so you're taking Jack Hughes.
Jack
okay.
Hughes number two.
That's yeah. official. All right,
that that was my other. Other one, but
he's such a cutie.
I gotta go with the captain.
I wanna hug him. He's so cute.
He is, yeah. He looked very baby face on Jack Hughes.
I don't like Corey Sleeper, just a heads up, y'all.
Okay. Give me my first rounder right now. Hottest on the roster. Dawson Mercer, dude.
He does kind of look like Dawson from Dawson's Creek too, though.
He the long hair looks better on him for sure.
No, yeah. I just don't like either.
His name's Dawson.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I like Jesper better.
Jesper.
All right. Two Jespers, I think.
Jesper.
Bockfist, too.
Yep, Jesper Bockfist. So, Captain Nico, first overall. Jack Hughes, second. And
I kind of like Colton White. I feel like he's attractive. Click him.
Colton White. He is a defenseman for the Devils.
Mm-hmm. He actually looks attractive. I put him at number three for me.
He's Canadian as well.
Oh, what? So he speaks French?
Most maybe. Of them are. Probably.
Bonjour. Depends on where, comment ça va?
In Canada, wherever London, Canada is.
People also search.
He's
for,
only 25.
It's on Ontario, so I doubt.
Oh my
that
God!
He
was born
French.
In 97. What a child.
Yes, he's 25.
What a child.
All right, round number two. Where are you going, friend? This is your squad.
How do you say Jhené Kanoklu? I'm not picking
Yanni
him.
Yanni Kuokkanen, I think. Yeah. But it's Yanni. Kuokkanen.
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 I don't pick him. I was just asking. Oh, there's Jesper quote. Quote.
Bockfist.
Bockfist. Oh, okay. No. Not anyway. We're close.
I love Bockfist.
I picked Colton White as my third. I could have gone simpler.
I'm going to go Ty Smith here.
Okay.
I'm going to go Ty Smith.
Okay, respectable.
He has a really big chin.
Did he switch numbers? I thought he was number... Wait, no, Wood is 44. So yeah, Ty Smith is. He's,
Wood is
he's
44.
He's a young gentleman, also a Canadian. Look at that.
Lloydminster. Hey.
Whatever Lloydminster
is. He's 5'11".
Canada has cool place names.
Yeah.
They really do.
Quebec.
There's no Lloydminsters in here in the States.
This is why we miss
Ottawa.
Quebec.
Yes, Ottawa. We do miss Quebec as well. Shout out to the Deeks. Yegor Sharangovich, the more I look like him, looks like they need to have a fucking Netflix serial killer documentary on him.
Okay, I pick... can we see a close-up of Andrew Hammond? Goaltender. Oh, no, thank you. Next one.
He has really far apart eyes.
What is up with Ryan Graves? Can we look at him? He looks really intense in that photo.
He looks
like he's got mugs. He's got such a baby face though. Like if he cut his hair, like no, I just
couldn't grow. He
looks
because he didn't make the playoffs.
He looks chronically sad.
He looks like he's had a lot of
hair.
Yeah,
he just looks really troubled there. But his eyes are sad.
He might be constipated.
Cut his face in half, like to where his eyes are, and it just looks like in the arms of.
You know what it is? I bet you Ryan Graves is like us. He needs home field advantage.
Yeah,
he had to go that day, and he's like, "Oh man, not
can we get this out of the way before I shit my pants in a Wawa parking lot?"
Oh my god. I'm gonna go. Can we go further down the roster? I'm gonna go.
Do we need to go backwards or?
Oh, the other way.
The other way.
The other way to the scrubs.
All right, who else we got here?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what about the second guy from the first? Like the other way?
Jimmy Vesey?
No, Vesey? Like at the first page. Sorry, my bad. That was not communicated properly. Go one more. Oh, he clicked somebody.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Oh, him, yeah.
There's that arrow.
Subban.
Oh, PK Subban?
Yeah. What's he look like?
He's very old.
Is
hockey,
he really?
By hockey standards.
Oh, my God. He's got a charming face, though, but no.
He's got a hell of a personality, too.
Does he really?
I love this guy.
Yeah, he's
should
cool.
We rate him, like, number, like, whatever on, is it five, six?
He's,
Because you got to have a good personality to be attractive, too.
Well, he's one of the dudes in hockey that actually expresses himself. A lot of hockey dudes kind of suppress their personalities, mm-hmm. but PK doesn't care because, as you see, he's already.
How can he have two letters as a first name?
Because it's Pernell Carl.
Pernell Carl Sylvester.
Oh,
Sedan.
I like that. Pernell Carl.
Also a Canadian. I didn't realize that.
Toronto.
He has also had sexual intercourse with Lindsey Vonn, for whatever that's worth. She skis, but she's American.
Also,
Malcolm, Jordan, and Atasia.
Yeah, his brother also plays pucks. Yeah,
so I'm going to go with him as my number pick, whatever that was.
Okay.
Six.
PK.
PK, there you go.
Okay, so should I go value here?
Oh, no, I'm number nine now, actually, right?
No, that was...
That was number five.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go...
I thought I picked three times.
Let me see Dougie Hamilton. Dougie's a good-looking dude.
He is. I like the... You don't see many gingers?
He played for Calgary, too, mm-hmm. which is a plus.
They did not do...
We scooped him from the Canes.
Look at that picture.
Yeah.
Look at that picture with the gray background. They put way too much flash on him. He is so washed out.
That's not flattering.
Sir,
at all.
You need to let people know what your lighting should be.
Let me see our guy Miles Wood again, who was voted at one point the most attractive guy in all of hockey.
What?
It feels like a crime if he's not.
Why does he look like he's
all?
In a wind tunnel in every picture?
Because product.
He looks like
David Duchovny here.
In the first picture, he looks like what's the one that did National Treasure? Like a really, 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 really young him.
Nick Cage?
Nick Cage, yeah.
That guy is fucking nuts. Let me look at your boy Jesper Bratt again.
He is really attractive, though, Mike Wood.
I think Jesper Bratt's become my favorite player on the squad.
Jesper Bratt.
What's up with that mustache?
You know what? I'm going... no, give me Dougie Hamilton. Jesper Bratt looks too fucking young.
No, Miles Wood should have won.
No, give me Dougie.
I'm picking Miles Wood next. Don't anyone else pick him.
That's it. We've done the two rounds.
Do we want to do a third? There's really... I
picked Miles Wood, so you guys got to figure it out from there.
All right, give me
shit. One of you should pick Ryan Graves, though.
No, I'm taking Sharon Govich. Because I want to be chopped up into little bits and put in a fucking freezer.
Sure, which one's that one?
Richard Ramirez. He's next to Ryan Graves. In the Google, if you Google the devs roster,
definitely not Mason Gierston.
No, I can I retract the serial killer? I want Michael McLeod.
There you go. There you go.
So, what's your third?
He looks like a surfer.
He does.
What's your third?
I wish there was a more current and/or better picture. Here we go. Here's Bernier in his devs gear.
You know what?
He is
not
a
bad-looking guy.
Looks kind of like Affleck.
He does.
I was thinking that guy from Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Sean Hayes.
When he grows his hair out.
Yeah. I think I'm going with Bernier.
You can't go wrong there. He's a good-looking guy. Very.
In his abs, he looks kind of creepy. But, like, here, like he's put a little age on him.
Yeah.
He's aged really well.
He has. He's come
like
into his own.
Wine.
He's come into his own.
Of course, he got hurt. He was the guy we picked up to, like, you know... Let's push Blackwood.
He looks like his gears. In the Avalanche gear, it looks like the gear is wearing him, not him wearing the gear.
It does. Yeah. He looks like a kid dressing up as a hockey player.
He looks like, when Sean put on your shirt, like...
Yeah.
I want to be a hockey player too, Dad.
Yeah. I didn't realize how many teams he played. Because we got him from Detroit.
The Red Wings.
Here he is in the Avs. Here he is for the Kings we played them. 2015.
Yes, dude. He's got tats.
He's a whore.
Oh. Right?
Oh, is that an Illuminati tattoo? We should tell Kendall about it.
We should tell Kendall. Kendall is he does not like Illuminati at all.
He played for the Ducks.
He played for the Ducks.
But definitely he looks the most attractive in a devs.
He looks like he's in a very bad cologne commercial down in the white suit.
Yeah.
Oh, he does look very Drakkar Nowari. He played for Toronto as well. That's right.
Jesus.
He's been everywhere. He's the fucking Vinny Testaverde.
What's that one?
Of hockey.
That one's different.
I think that's like CHL.
Yeah, that's a non-NHL. Who the fuck is that? I don't know. Some weird team. Oh, the QMJHL. That's why we don't know.
Yeah.
What's that one over there?
That's World Juniors Canada.
Did we ever talk about him playing for Toronto? Because there he is.
Yep. LA.
What's that one with the blue and purple?
That's the Kings.
Los Angeles.
What a Cheeks logo the Kings have now.
I just burped.
That's hot.
Thanks.
All right, so there's our there's the nine hottest devils.
I think we're pretty much done.
According to us, yeah. There's still some meat left on the bone, but not very much. So yeah, what say you? You guys are sleeping on Dawson Mercer, I'm telling you.
No, he's terrible.
What
he's
a
awful.
Flow. What a flow on that.
There were
dude.
So many more, like, no. I think that's all we had to say.
That is. We drafted hot dudes.
Go us.
Fuck
Peeps
yeah,
next
dude.
Week.
Yeah, we're gonna do Peeps Power Rankings next week. We will finally have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What it was is we couldn't find the list, the completed list.
But then we found it like 2 seconds before, and I was like, I don't remember my list because I had to wipe my phone. So like.
Yep. So yeah.
I have to go back and rewatch my reactions to all of them because I don't remember what they tasted like.
I know my number one. My number one's locked, and I'm pretty sure my number two is also. And
which
I think
do you think he would take for number one?
I have to try not to react. So
I'm trying to remember.
Just turn away. Reactions. Just turn away.
Because I feel like we all reacted positively to Cherry Cordial. I feel like we were all pretty.
Cherry Cordial?
Wasn't that the like the chocolate covered one like for Valentine's Day or whatever?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that was
I
chocolate strawberries. Yeah.
Chocolate strawberry, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna have to think about this, so let's not reveal anything. There was one other thing I had to say. Oh, crap. Escape me.
Next week or nah?
I don't remember. Shit. Okay, I guess that's the end of it. I don't know. I feel really deflated now. Like,
V's random thoughts next week, as well as Peep's Power Rankings. Finally. And yeah, we're about to fleet into Gear Freaks, if I could fucking speak. So yeah, stay tuned to that. That drops tomorrow. We will see you back here next week. Greasepole Podcast on IG and TikTok, i.e. Emo Birds part two.
As Fuck! Always, go birds. Woo!
Hey! Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another
Greasepole. Oh, TikTok. Look at our freaking creamsicle TikToks.